WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Everyday Stoicism. If you're feeling a little like a hamster on a wheel, spinning your wheels, chasing deadlines, caught up in the constant chaos of life, you're not alone. I get it, we live in a world that thrives on urgency, notifications, and the never-ending scroll. It can feel like finding inner peace is about as likely as winning the lottery. But what if I told you it's actually within your reach? No magic spells or guru retreats required. Today, we're diving into Stoic wisdom to find that calm amidst the storm, because trust me, a little inner peace goes a long way. Now, Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, okay? It's about recognizing that we can't control everything around us, but we can control our reactions. Think of it like this. Imagine life as a wild storm. You might not be able to stop the wind and rain, but you can choose how you navigate it. So, here are 5 key takeaways from Stoicism that can help you find inner peace even when life feels like it's going haywire. 1. Focus on what you can control. This is the golden rule of Stoicism. We tend to spend a lot of energy worrying about things we can't change, the weather, traffic, other people's opinions, you name it. But let me ask you this. Does stressing over those things actually make them better? Nope. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control. Your thoughts, your actions, and your attitude. Want to get that promotion? Control how hard you work, how well you collaborate with your team, and how you present yourself. Feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation? Control your preparation, practice your delivery, and remember, everyone gets nervous sometimes. 2. Embrace the present moment. Ever feel like you're constantly caught between yesterday's regrets and tomorrow's anxieties? That's a recipe for stress city. Stoicism encourages us to live fully in the present moment. Think of it like savoring each bite of your favorite meal. Don't dwell on the fact that it will eventually be gone. Just enjoy the taste, the texture, the experience. When you focus on the now, you reduce anxiety about the future and regret about the past. 3. Reframe your thinking. Ever heard the saying, "Everything happens for a reason"? It might sound cliche, but there's truth to it. When things don't go our way, and trust me, they won't always, Stoicism teaches us to look for the silver lining. Maybe that job rejection leads you to an even better opportunity. Maybe that canceled vacation forces you to take a much-needed break. Sometimes, what seems like a setback can actually be a blessing in disguise. 4. Practice gratitude. This is a big one. When we focus on what we're grateful for, our health, our loved ones, the simple things in life, it shifts our perspective and brings a sense of contentment. It's like this. When you focus on the good, you naturally have less room for negativity. 5. Remember your mortality. This might sound a bit morbid, but hear me out. Understanding that life is finite can actually help us appreciate it more. It reminds us to make the most of every day, to live with intention, and to not sweat the small stuff. Let me tell you about a time this came in handy for me. Remember how I mentioned finding inner peace amidst the storm? Well, last month, my flight was delayed due to a massive thunderstorm. I'm talking serious turbulence, folks. My initial reaction was pure panic. Oh no, I'm going to miss my meeting. But then, I took a deep breath, remembered what we talked about today, and started practicing gratitude. I was thankful that I was safe, that the storm wouldn't last forever, and that I had a chance to catch up on some reading. You see, by shifting my perspective, I managed to turn a potentially stressful situation into a calm, even enjoyable experience. And guess what? The meeting got rescheduled anyway. So, there you have it. 5 powerful Stoic principles to help you find inner peace in the midst of chaos. Remember, you can't control everything that happens to you, but you can control your reaction to it. Choose wisdom, choose peace, and choose to live a life filled with intention and gratitude. And hey, don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a little dose of Stoic calm in their life. And if you have any thoughts, stories, or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.